This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. This is a question that comes up quite frequently, especially because when you're at university, you have certain times when you can pray. Normally, there's a default lunchtime between 12 and 1 o'clock. Which normally works, it works in winter, but when it comes to summer it becomes more problematic because Dhuhr in this country and many other places in the world comes in after 1 o'clock. So what do you do? I mean, number one, as far as I understand, it's actually supposed to be a right, a religious right for you to be able to take off to make your Jumu'ah prayer. But there's also other ways of doing it. Aside from the fact that the Salat time will come in late in summer, it also stays for longer. So the time for Dhuhr will actually stay for longer. So you've got more flexibility because you might have a class, you might have a 1.5 hour session or something starting at 1 o'clock, but then you know you could pray at 2:30, you could pray at 3 o'clock. One of the issues that we're having in one place, for example, is that the people who are in charge of the MSA or the ISOC as such, they are insisting that everybody there follow the one opinion that's available with regards to concession of making Jumu'ah before the time of Dhuhr actually arrives on Friday. Now that is an opinion in the Hanbali school, but it's only in the Hanbali school. It's a minority opinion. The Shafi'is, Hanafis and Malikis don't agree with that opinion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ كَانَتْ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كِتَابًا مَوْقُوتًا, that verily Salat is prescribed or legislated in very specific times or specified times, and thus a Salat should remain in its time, especially in this case where it's only a minority opinion that allows it to be performed before the Zawal as such, or before the sun moves from its zenith or meridian at noon, because that's when Dhuhr time comes in. But in the Hanbali school it's allowed before that. But you cannot impose that on everybody. I mean, it's okay for those who want to follow the Hanbali school or the Hanbali opinion, but you can't really insist that everybody else actually follow that as by force. If they want to, that's their problem, but you can't force it. So those who follow other schools of thought, it's also very demoralizing for them to kind of feel that we are being forced by our MSA leaders or ISOC leaders to pray earlier than its time. It's not valid for us. I mean, can you imagine living with that week in and week out throughout the summer? It's just very demoralizing. That's why I think people need to be very open-minded about this. If you've been put in a position of authority, then there is something which is considered ri'ayatul khilaf, adabul ikhtilaf, ri'ayatul khilaf, which is that you go with the more stricter opinion so that the worship actually becomes permissible according to all. So what I would suggest in that is that you actually delay the Jumu'ah prayer to a time when it's comfortably possible and permissible for all of your congregants to perform. Because for those who think it's permissible to pray according to the Hanbali school before Zawal, before the sun moves from its meridian, clearly it's going to be permissible for them to pray at Dhuhr time itself, at 3 o'clock for example. But if you think that that's difficult and you won't get enough of a turnout and enough, there will also be people who won't be able to pray at that time, well, there's absolutely nothing wrong with having two Jumu'ah prayers then. Because for those who time doesn't enter for at 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock, they're not allowed to pray at that time. And you can't, nobody can really force them to do it because it's just not in their fiqh to do that. And you can't force them to come out of their fiqh, especially when they can pray it afterwards. So there is nothing wrong, and it's not disunity. Unity and disunity is something of the mind. You know, we're all different in terms of different ethnic backgrounds, different languages, different food choices, so on and so forth. But if you don't make that a point of difference, and if you don't make that something significant, there's nothing wrong with it. So I think those, if it's impossible or very difficult to actually make the Salat later on, and everybody gathered together in a time when it's permissible for everybody, and valid for everybody, then if you can't do that, then allow there to be two Jumu'ahs. And there should be nothing wrong with that. We've had cases, I mean, I know of a case in South Africa where you had a Shafi'i congregation, you had a Hanafi congregation, and they would have two witr salats. But there was nothing wrong with it. In fact, they would each celebrate each other about it. There would be absolutely nothing wrong with it. Then they got an imam who was very strict and who said, no, you should just have one. And he forced the Shafi'is to pray according to the Hanafi way, which is three rakats consecutively without a salam in between. And for all of these years, 20, 30, 40 years that they've been praying without a problem, separate witrs, Tarawih would be together, then witrs would be separate, one after the other. I can't remember the exact details of it. But when they were forced to pray together, that started causing disunity. So although there was external unity as such in the salah that was being performed, there was actually internal disunity that was being created. Really, it's something from the heart, and people have misunderstood this. And what people are really doing here is trying to impose their minority opinion on everybody else, which is wrong, and you just can't do that because it's very demoralizing. If it's any other salat, well, you've got enough time to pray it. Problem with Jumu'ah is that you have to make it in congregation. So try to make it so that everybody's happy about it, that everybody's happy about it. Then you'll get more unity. Unity comes when people are happy about the way they do things, even if they do things separately. And one must understand that. Otherwise, this argument about unity, disunity, external unity and disunity, that could pervade many other things and cause many other problems. So hopefully that's understood, that in the Hanafi, Maliki and Shafi opinions, Jumu'ah time does not enter until Dhuhr time enters, even on Friday, and it's not valid to perform it beforehand. That is an opinion in the Hanbali school, but if you look at the representation here, the Hanbali school has the smallest representation to start with. There's more Shafi'is, more Malikis and more Hanafis, proportionally speaking anyway. So it's a very minority opinion. It's a later opinion, it's a minority opinion, and thus I don't think you can impose that on anybody. But as I said, unity is important, and the way of unity is that let everybody do it the way they want, and they can be happy with each other about it, and you can still continue to do other programs together. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us insight. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to overcome these problems, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us all. Jazakallah khair.